Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is an award-winning author, former executive in the high-tech industry, mother of 8 children, and stepmother to 7. She is the author of the series In His Footsteps, and today we will talk about how to tame your to-do list by giving it over to God. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Margaret Agard. Welcome, Ms. Margaret.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm excited. Gosh, you're talking about the to-do list, and I think most of us become overwhelmed at some point about our daily tasks, but you found a way to tame yours so that you can move forward more fluidly in life. Can you tell us the story behind how you came to the conclusion that this is what you needed to do?
I will, Jackie. And before we get started, I want to say, I realize that, I have a choice. Well, I have a choice. We can just lead these busy lives that almost feel purposeless, or we can find our life of true purpose. And that works in a much easier way. And that isn't what I was aiming for when I started, but that's where I ended up. So what happened is I was a single mother. I had 8 children. I was their sole financial support. And I was working in the high-tech industry, which is demanding. It was particularly demanding when I was doing it, which was about, 25, 30 years ago. And because the industry was changing and companies were going public, they wanted people to have degrees. And I only was 2 semesters away from finishing my degree. So I just plopped on top of all that, going to college full time in the evenings. So there I was working a very demanding job with 8 children still at home. They were older, so I didn't have any toddlers. They were middle school on up. And I wasn't getting any sleep. I was lucky if I got 4 hours sleep a night. And often I woke up in the middle of the night, just panicked, like, oh my gosh, what didn't I get done? I know there's something I'm missing here. And any of those would have been full-time jobs. But what really happened is I had 2 experiences where I worked on something. One was a paper for a college course that I took in and I had spent hours on it. And there was a note on the door that said the professor was sick. We wouldn't have to hand it until the next week. And I thought, I could have spent those hours doing something else. And then a few days later, went into a client and I had put together the proposal they had requested. And as I walked through, they said, we've completely changed the direction we want to take on this. So we're going to ask you to redo that proposal in a different way. And once again, hours that were just felt wasted. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, if I only knew the future, that's what I was thinking. If I only knew the future, then I wouldn't have wasted my time, right? And then I thought, well, I know who does know the future.
Yeah.
And so I started going to God every day. And this was the question I was asking at the beginning, which is, what do I need to do today? Like, here is this really long list. What do I need to do today? Mm-hmm. And that eventually morphed into, what do you want me to do today? But at the beginning, it was, what do I need to do today just to get through today? And if I only did what I felt like he was telling me needed to get done that day, but didn't add stuff to it. I was finished every night by about 8. As time went on, I learned I could really trust that inner voice, that inner prompting, that thought that as I looked at it, that sense of calmness, yes, do this, or no, you can just scratch this one off, don't do it. And he often added 1 or 2 things, but they were fairly simple. Call a friend, mm-hmm. drop by someone's house, something like that. That I became people's answer to prayer in a sense, just doing simple things like that. And so I got this really calm, peaceful life where I was getting plenty of sleep. I was getting done only that which needed to be finished. And I stopped stressing about things because I knew I could trust what I was doing. And later I started thinking about it, where people will say, Christians especially, I want to give my life to God, like just turn it over. Well, my day is my life. Like what I'm doing today, a year from now, I'm probably going to be doing a lot of the same stuff. And my to-do list is my day. So the way I give my life to God is I give him my daily to-do list. And then he gets me in the direction I really need to be going.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely love that. You know, the whole thought, I want to give my life to God, but we don't think about the little things. And we look at a to-do list as something so small to do that this is what I'm supposed to do. But really, if we allow God to control it, I mean, it can become something much better than what we expected. Now, you have this book series, and in particular, you actually wrote about your experience and giving your time over to God. Can you tell us about what's inside the book? First, tell us the title and then share what people will get to know in the book.
So the title is In His Footsteps. They're all three are called In His Footsteps. Two are out, one is coming. And it's In His Footsteps. I gave my to-do list to God and got more done, more sleep, less stress. So there we are. And what it is this is something that's one of those, it's simple but not easy things to do. Like, you know, if you want to lose weight, eat fewer calories than you're burning. Yeah, that's pretty simple, but not easy. And so I write about what stopped me. The times I questioned it and what happened when I didn't do it or what happened when I did, the struggles I had when I thought I really don't want to give up this thing I had planned to do today to do what you have for me to do. And also over and over again, the things that happened as a result, the people who were blessed by it and how my life gradually began to change. But I can tell you that the last few sentences are what I truly learned from doing this. I say, if you ask anybody who believes in God, does God love you? They'll say yes, but they're really saying yes from their head, because deep in their heart, many, many will say, but not really, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, right? That's what you think. Mm. And I, from that, from the people I helped, from the things I did, I truly began to feel in my heart, first, how much he loved other people that he was having me go out and spend time with. And then it was sort of like, oh, well, I guess if he loves them, he probably loves me that much too. I don't have to be perfect. And I know we can say that. We all can say that with our brains, but it was my heart that was feeling it. And so at the end, I wrote, I used to try to be good so God would love me. And now I want to do good so other people feel that love. And that's really what the book is about. How that to-do list got me there.
Yeah, we're taking ourselves out of it, but also leaving ourselves in it. I mean, God does love us. And as you were talking, the first thing that came to my head is the scripture about the sparrow. And he cares about the little things in our lives. And then if we have ourselves under control, you know, if we're following his to-do list, we do have that opportunity to go out and bless other people. What are some of the other things that you've noticed that people have struggled with as to why they cannot or desire not to turn over their to-do list to God?
It's funny, people will say, well, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. And I said, well, I didn't start doing this because I had no time, or, you know, I had so much time. I did it because my life was so out of control. And if it's kind of in control, you really don't think you have to turn it over to God, right? Like, and it feels like, you know, he has this war to handle and my petty little life. That's kind of the thought. So here's my two reactions. One is that Christ often went out and prayed. And then he says in John 28 something, my Father is always with me because I do always those things that please him. And he would be, okay, today we're going to Damascus and tomorrow we're going here, right? And the second thing is in the Lord's Prayer, there's a line that says, his will be done on earth the way it is in heaven. And I have this sense of in heaven, are the angels off all doing their own thing? And every once in a while, they run up to God. Oh my gosh, I can't handle this part of it. Can you help me with this part? Then they go off doing their own thing. Or were they going up to God and saying, what do you want me to do today, God? And knowing their talents and the things they love and the things they enjoy, he sends them off to do particular things. And that is what happened with my life. Like, I love to read. I used to love to write, and I've learned to enjoy it even more. And so he's like, write a book. Where someone else, he might say, write a song. Or he might say, I want you to bake a bunch of pies and take them to your neighbors. He's going to do what brings you joy.
I love that imagery of the angels going up to God saying, what do you want me to do today? What is the first step? How do we get past that first hump and say, okay, God, I want to do this. But what is that very first step?
Well, I always did write down a to-do list on a card or a paper or something. Here, don't do today. So I wouldn't forget stuff. And so I found that it works best to just sit down the night before as you're going to bed and sort of sketch out. If you don't already do that, just kind of write down, here's what I'm planning to do tomorrow. And then ask God, what do you want me to do? And look through the list with him. And people who are experienced and, you know, feeling feeling the still small voice, but feeling that thought, you know what I'm talking about, Jackie, that you know is God, or that sense of calmness that comes over you. This is the right thing. This is what I need to be doing. You will look at the list and you will know, like, not that. And you can question. I have a question, but once, this was before you could go online to do library books. I had to turn them in. Mm-hmm. And it was like, don't take the time to do that. And I thought, well, now I'm going to owe a quarter in fine, you know, like that, like really, like it matters, right? But still, I was kind of like, what about the library books? And he said, just call on the phone and have them renew them. I thought, oh yeah, I could do that. So sometimes, yeah, I question. But the first step is simply to start today, start tonight, like look at tomorrow, take it to him and try it, see what happens.
Yeah, I love it. So what is next for you, Miss Margaret? I mean, you have the three books, you have one that's coming. What's the next big thing for you? What is that you hope to accomplish next?
So the second book is when we actually 24/7 gave our to-do list to God. I actually ended up getting married again, and we gave stuff away and just spent 3 years serving missions. And so basically we were 24/7, it's your time, God, what do you want us to do? That's what the second book is about, and what I learned on those missions. And that I'm just doing as an audio book now. It is a print book. The first book is both print and audio. And then the third book is about our marriage and what happened. Like, you think, oh, match made in heaven, right? That should be easy peasy. No, it was not. We struggled like many people did the first few years, and had a promise from God that our marriage would be healing to everyone, spiritually and emotionally. And so that's what that book is about. And I'm finishing that up right now. And these podcasts to share this message. Just, here's how to turn your life over to God.
Yeah, I love it. And I was thinking, I said, you all have a large family. My mom has 7 children, but you had 8 children and he has 7 children. So together you all have 15 children. That's wow.
I know. The birthday cards will kill you. But because we have the 38 grandchildren, because we're older now, right? So we have lots of grandkids, and some of those are married. We actually have great grandkids. So we're,
wow.
Yeah, I've been listening to God's voice since my early 20s. I asked how to hear it. So, and I'm 70 now. And so 50 years. And then in my mid 40s, I started this question, you know, what do you want me to do today, God? So here I am about 25 years later. And I can look back and say, wow, that was an amazing journey.
Yes, you have definitely had an amazing journey. Tell people how they can connect with you.
On my website, inhisfootsteps.com. So there's the top section has some books. If you scroll down the main page, you'll see at the bottom has the links to all my social media. I mainly am on Instagram and Facebook, but occasionally on Twitter. And then it'll have a link to some YouTube videos and also a pop-up that will invite you to get my monthly newsletter. And that is what you get is once a month, because I'm too old and tired and lazy to do it anymore. You will not get spammed. I don't have the energy for it.
Miss Margaret, thank you so much for being our guest today on the CWS podcast. Audience, you heard her. It's time to turn your to-do list over to God and start bringing more calm and serenity to your life. You can do it. Take that first step, write that list down the night before, and then pray on it and listen for God's voice. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.